May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, joining you for today's Daily Message of Hope. On this Monday, I invite you to consider how we are invited by the Church to pray for the souls in purgatory, to remember them in our prayers, in our acts of charity, to think of them, and if we have the opportunity to visit our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, to offer up a prayer for their benefit, or to attend Holy Mass, to think of them when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion, to offer up the graces of a Holy Communion for the souls in purgatory, whether it's someone from our family that we know who has died and we entrust them to the mercy of God, or whether it's just by participating in a general way in the communion of saints, by remembering the holy souls in purgatory. I invite you to keep in mind that the Church is referred to in three different categories: the Church triumphant, those of our brothers and sisters who are in heaven, the saints; the Church suffering, our brothers and sisters who are dependent upon us for prayers because of their poverty, those who are in purgatory; and then the Church militant, those of us who right now are still fighting the good fight on earth, striving to be filled with faith, depending upon the theological virtue of hope that we have from the Lord, while also exhibiting and falling back on the beautiful virtue of charity, the three theological virtues that you find lived out in the Church militant: faith, hope, and charity. Considering the souls in purgatory, perhaps we can learn a lot from the words of the beautiful St. John Paul II, who reminds the whole Church, year in and year out, from the time of his pontificate all the way up until now, that the souls in purgatory are both holy and poor. They are holy because of their desire for God, the sanctity found within their lives, the fact that they ran the race through life and were victorious. They're on their way to heaven. They have no fear of hell. And yet they are also poor, totally dependent upon us for prayers and sacrifices, acts of love. Once a soul dies, there's no more choices to be made. So the soul that is in purgatory experiencing that purification, that soul is dependent upon us for prayer, for charity, for love. Keeping in mind how the souls in purgatory are both holy and poor, we can then refer to them both as the holy souls in purgatory or the poor souls in purgatory. We pray for those in our own family, from among our friends, our fellow parishioners, but we also have to have that general sense of mind as a brother and sister in the Church that we're called to pray for all of those who have died, even those who may have no one to pray for them now. We pray for them. The prayers of the Holy Mass benefit them. Our Holy Rosary, our simple acts of charity, encouraging our loved ones to pray for them. So whether we're in a car, whether we're in an office, whether we're in our kitchen, at home, whether we're trying to still our mind and our heart so as to focus on prayer, or we're in the middle of folding laundry or washing dishes or helping a neighbor or a loved one accomplish a task, to have that disposition in our mind and our heart, a disposition of charity, where we're able to love our brothers and sisters in purgatory by praying for them, offering up an act of charity and their benefit for their good, so that they may continue along their way to heaven. The poor souls, the holy souls in purgatory, every Monday of every week is set aside to venerating them. How beautiful then in this month of May, in this final time in May, to turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to ask for her prayers for our brothers and sisters in Christ, her children, her adopted sons and daughters, to unite the family as one under the Mother, the Queen, she who is Our Lady. A beautiful opportunity in this month of May, on this Monday, to remember the holy souls in purgatory, to remember that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, that we were made for more. Indeed, we were made for heaven. We were not made for earth. We were made for heaven. This is where the consolation comes in, knowing that purgatory is not eternal. It's merely passing passing through the reality of purification on our way to heaven. Something that for all of us, the more we pray for the souls in purgatory, the less afraid of purgatory we become, if we have any fear of it at all, if we have any fear of death. To learn how to pray for the souls in purgatory, to teach those who are closest to us in the faith, whether they be in our family, our neighbors, fellow parishioners, to pray for them and to encourage them to pray for the souls in purgatory as well, to bring everyone together as one family under the powerful and the beautiful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to bring us all together under her watchful eye, her loving heart, to understand and appreciate the unity within the family that is the church, the people of God, the mystical body of Christ. As I come to you from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, I invite all of you as you're listening now to please join with me in praying for the souls in purgatory. Praying for the souls in purgatory by asking Our Lady's intercession, whether it's a simple Hail Mary, perhaps the Hail Holy Queen, or the Memorare, turning to one of the beautiful Marian prayers in this month of May with a particular mindset of praying for the souls in purgatory. It always strikes me as of particular note and interest of how many of us kind of struggle to call to mind the beautiful prayers that we're all supposed to know, the prayers to Our Lady. Of course, many of us know the Hail Mary, and some know the Hail Holy Queen. But on this day, I invite you to consider returning to the beautiful prayer that we call the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. A beautiful prayer, a prayer that we call the Memorare, one of the great prayers that we can take from the treasury of the Church, an awesome opportunity to unite ourselves in total dependence upon the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In this daily message of hope, we're called to open ourselves up to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And in these trying times, maybe in a difficult day, or as we head home, or head on to the next task, maybe as we're trying to think about what to prepare, make, or cook for dinner, are we going to be there by ourselves or with many other people? The Holy Spirit prompts us and guides us to know, appreciate, and acknowledge, even cry out to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she who will always teach us how best to pray, how best to adore the Lord, Jesus, the Christ, he who is her Son. And when we call to mind a simple, beautiful, powerful prayer like the Memorare, there's so much there to keep our hope going. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. We're emptying ourselves out before the Blessed Virgin Mary, asking her to lend us her ear, to lend us her heart. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. The child that cries out to the mother, you have always come to our aid. You've always come to our protection. You've always listened to our cries for help. Inspired by this reality then, as the prayer goes on, inspired by this reality, this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thine mercy hear and answer me. Think of what those few beautiful words really mean, what they communicate, how they plant deep within our hearts, reality of hope, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother, you are the Immaculata, the Immaculate Conception. The Church teaches us she's in perpetual virginity, but she's the Mother of Christ. She's our Mother as well. Before her do we come. We stand. We are sinners. We are not immaculate. We're not perfect. But perhaps it's fair to say we do want holiness. So we go to the Lord. But as we approach the Lord, we acknowledge that our Mother is walking with us, guiding us, teaching us how to pray. To thee do I come, O Mother. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, God in the flesh, despise not my petitions, but in thine mercy hear and answer me. Think of the power of those words, the beauty of that prayer. And then if we can remember the power of that prayer, the beauty of those words, how it has restored hope in our heart, to then on this Monday, remember our brothers and sisters who are both poor and holy. They are poor because they are totally dependent upon us for prayer. They are holy because they have been victorious in this life, and having passed through death, they are now being purified on their way to heaven. We are one family, and in this family, there's great reason for hope. May God bless you and keep you.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 19. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all. See that no one returns evil for evil. Rather, always seek what is good, both for each other and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit.